Nigel, let's just start with the team news. How are you looking ahead of this game?
Yeah, one or two knocks from the other night. Stefan Skrugel especially took a heavy whack just before half-time, and he's caught one on the outside of his knee, so he'll be very doubtful. Well, he's out for tomorrow. Not sure how long he's going to be at the moment. See how it settles down the next week or so. Ryan Flynn was another one who his Achilles was sore. It's not too bad, not as bad as we thought. I don't think he'll make the Gillingham game.
Perhaps some of these signings you've made in January then, quite timely.
We needed them. You know, we said this. We were two or three bodies probably too heavy at the moment. But when you lose sort of James Wallace is out, Stefan Skrugel's out, maybe Ryan Flynn's out, then that's three from just one area of the team. So I think with it being as intense as it's going to be in the last 3 months of the season, 21 games, and the focus is totally on trying to win those 21 games. No other distractions now with the Cup. And we can't afford to carry anybody in that time. So I think we're going to use everybody in the next 3 months.
How's Matty Doan? Because he's been carrying a little issue, hasn't he?
Yeah, his ankle's still a bit sore. He got a whack in the FA Cup against Stoke when they played. And it's not quite right at the moment. He's desperate to play and make his debut. Not sure if we're going to risk him at Gillingham. It might wait until Colchester on Tuesday. But we'll give him until Saturday morning, see how he is.
I think we mentioned the other day that he's predominantly known originally as a midfielder. How would you sort of describe him now? Is there a way of describing him? Is he a striker these days?
Yeah, I think he's played up front the majority of this season. And I think when you look at his goal return, then he's entitled to be classed as a striker. But he can play other positions as well if need be for the team. But I think he's enjoyed it playing up there and he's had a new lease of life. And I think his pace and his running on and off the ball has caused teams problems. And that's where his goals have come from. And an awful lot of assists as well.
He, of course, one of several signings in January. When you look at this squad now, do you think you are well set for the last 21 games, that you are well prepared now to really have a go for promotion?
Yeah, I think we're as good as we can be. Ideally, you want your squad in the summer, you know, in June and stuff, and then work with them pre-season. And then you've got the full season and players settle in then in that time rather than you bring somebody in January and you've got to hit the ground running. It wasn't possible to do that with the players. We couldn't get John Brayford then, we couldn't get Paul Coutts then, you know, we couldn't have got Matty Doan then, we tried to get Chris O'Grady then. So we were a little bit behind then, but through no fault of anybody else's. But the main thing is the majority of them are in now, and we're going to do everything we can to make that tell in the last sort of 3 months of the season.
How hard is it to prepare a team these days in the summer? It seems like every club in this region did their photo shoot a month into the season, and however much you want to prepare and bring these players in, ultimately you end up waiting, don't you, to sort of the end of the year or even the January transfer window?
You do if you want particular ones and you want to wait for the right ones. You know, it'd be very easy just to bring any old players in and spend a few quid on people that we didn't think were worth the money. But we're not keen on doing that. We're conscious that the owners put money in and the supporters put money in. That's where the majority of our income comes from. And we don't want to waste any of their money at all. And sometimes you have to be a little bit more patient and wait to get the right ones. And if we had them in the summer, we might be a few points better off. But we've still got 21 games to make that gap up.
When you bring in a number of players like you have, how do you balance out maybe wanting to see them and wanting to get them involved quickly and not wanting to just throw five new players into an unfamiliar setting, unfamiliar teammates and ask them to do a job for you?
Yeah, I don't think we can do that, throw them all out there. The good thing is that John's been here before, Kieran Freeman, and so just Matty Doan, you know, Paul Coutts and Jason Holt. And I think it's testament, I think, to the other lads as well. You look at how quickly people like Che Adams have settled in, you know. He's come from a few leagues down and he looks as though he's been here a couple of years now. So the others can settle in quickly as well. They're all good lads, all sort of like-minded players, which helps. And we'll get them integrated as quickly as possible. The best way is to play in a team that's playing well and winning, and then everybody settles in quicker.
A year ago, almost to the day, February the 8th, you won a game against Shrewsbury, won your next nine, I think it was, and really sort of started to fly up that table. Now is the time, isn't it, to sort of have a similar run, I guess?
If we can, that's the aim. You know, all our cup, we had a FA Cup still going on as well at that time. I wish we still had it this season. Now, no distractions now, literally all focused on the 21 games. If we can chase that top two, that's our aim at this moment. It's out of our hands, because if they keep winning, we can't catch them. But we can run them close, and if not, we go into the playoffs if we can make that in good shape.
Is there any correlation between the league and sort of the cup approach at this stage? Because everybody's playing for something now. You can sort of see what your target is, whether it's survival, promotion, mid-table, whatever. Because of that, it kind of makes every game a little bit more like a cup game. And given the way that you've played in the cups, is that part of the way why maybe this time last year you did go on this winning run?
I hope so, and I hope we can repeat it. Yeah, that sort of, you need that sort of attitude going into games, and the mental strength as well. And we know we're going to lose, hopefully not too many, the odd one in the next 21. It's how you recover from that as well. And how we recover from the other night, the cup disappointment, because that's as disappointed as we've felt for a long time with the performance and the result as well, and what was at stake with the Manchester United game. So it's going to be a lot of different elements in the last part of the season. And we're going to certainly need the players, we're going to need them fresh. Might be play Saturday, not Tuesday, play the next Saturday. But they've got to be ready. Whoever we put in the team has to be ready, and it's going to be very much a squad game in that time.
Jamie Murphy's got 3 goals in his last 2 games. Just how important is he going to be between now and the summer?
Anybody who can get goals and make goals are going to be vital now. And you know, we've strengthened that area. That's one of the reasons Matty Doan was so attractive. He gets goals, but he makes them as well. And I know everyone's saying, oh, we need somebody to put the ball in the back of the net. We do, but also we need players to put them on a plate for somebody as well. You know, from wide areas, you know, just go and tap that in, and then within reason, anybody can get your goal if the chance is good enough. And I think we've got enough options now to do that. Chris O'Grady provided us with a different set when he came on loan. We'll probably miss that a little bit now. We'll have to go with what we've got.
Is that something you still search for? Is it just a case of, look, this is what we've got, this is the business we've been able to do, we've just got to get on with the job?
Yeah, but also there's the loan window opens next week as well, so if we feel as though we need something else, then there's that available to us as well, and we don't rule that out at all.
Is versatility something that you've looked for? I mean, Murphy can play in several roles, Doan can play several roles, Baxter can play several roles. Is that a coincidence, or is it something that you actually like in a player?
No, we like it in a player. We like that versatility, flexibility, whatever, you know, because you're going to change formations within a game to game or whatever. And as much as anything, it can mess the opposition up as well. You know, they might get to grips with a particular thing, and all of a sudden you can drop Jose off 10 yards or 20 yards. You can move Murphy out wide or back up the middle. And I think all things like that can help you within a game.
Obviously, the main priority of the defenders is to defend and to keep a clean sheet, but you look at Jay McEvely trying to get forward in the game on Tuesday night, you look at the way that Brayford and Harris will look to get forward, Flynn has got forward for you as well. Is it something that you see as vital to support those defenders? As much as the attackers have to get back and help, your defenders can help support and launch attacks too.
I think that was one of the features of last season. I think when we at home, I think, you know, sometimes you struggle to create in certain games, and I think the people who were more responsible for breaking their deadlock were probably John Brayford and Harry Maguire at times. Harry came out with the ball tremendously, think back to the Fulham game, and made the goal in that game here at Bramall Lane. So we do like to give them that added responsibility. The priority is defending. That's what upset us the other night. Didn't think Bob, Jay and Chris Basham, all three of them, cost a goal the other night, which has been unusual, and for all three to do it in one game as well. Hence the result. So the main focus is still on defending, but we want them to go and express themselves going forward as well. And you see, when you see the full-backs, John Brayford or Bob Harris bombing forward, it gets the crowd off the seats as well. You know, and John Brayford, even in his game against Swindon last week, you know, a few times, because it wasn't that sort of game, but to get a full-back in a goal-scoring position, which we did, 1-2 on the edge of the box, and he should have shot. That's nice to see.
We've seen some very complimentary remarks by the Spurs manager Pochettino this week regarding the atmosphere here, the people at Sheffield United. I guess the main thing is to try and recreate that atmosphere in the league, and if you are challenging right at the end, that's when you're going to see it, isn't it?
Yeah, and one of his coaches, I think, said, you know, he's talking about the playoffs, and, you know, he said, can you make automatic? He said, we hope so. He said, well, if not, if the playoffs, he said, you'll benefit from these sorts of games, you know, two-legged games, and they were all very decent lads and very complimentary, which is good, and about the whole club. But I think we came out of it well, the League Cup run. I think the club generally, I think obviously the team did their part on the pitch, but I think the way, you know, we get 30,000 people in here and the atmosphere and the whole club, it reflects well on them and the good people that we've got at the club.
Gillingham next, they appear to be close to naming a manager at the moment. They've kind of had this four-man team, I think, sort of controlling the team. Could you quite imagine having four voices making a decision on a football club, Nigel?
Within that, there'll be one, you know, predominantly. You can't have four sort of, you know, all on the same level. You need one voice above the others. I'm sure they've got that, but I just hope they don't appoint somebody before Saturday, because, you know, the new manager appointed Saturday morning, sitting in the stand, all of a sudden you'll see players trying about 20% harder to impress a new guy.
Obviously, there are management teams, aren't there? And even if, you know, you're the man making the decision here, but how much do you you lean sometimes on Andy Garner or on Chris Morgan to help you come to a certain decision?
Oh, we all talk about it. That's the thing. Ultimately, it will be my decision, but we all talk about the team, decisions, players we're bringing in, everything like that. And usually it is a group decision. Usually we're all agreed anyway. It pretty much makes sense. He's going to play for that reason or whatever. But certainly plenty of discussions going. That's, main part of the week. We get the training out of the way, right, what we're doing in the mornings, this is what we're doing in training, we want to focus on this. After training, right, we sit down and then we talk about players and the team.
I think the last meeting between these teams kind of encapsulates how unpredictable this division can be. They come here as underdogs, 1-0 up, look like they're going to win the game, and you steal it from them with two late goals there. It is an unpredictable league, and whenever you play this team down there, it's always a tough one, isn't it?
Incredibly tough place to go. I think one of the hardest in the league, and that's one of the reasons they've got such a good home record. We played very well when we went down there at the end of last season, got a 1-0 victory, I think Connor Cody scored. But it wasn't a sit back and defend. It was a good away performance. We should have had more than one goal on the night. But it can be just as tough down there tomorrow. Probably tougher at this stage of the season.
You've got a lot of the key parts here now, with Brayford coming back and Kieran Freeman as well. You've got the parts that made you such a tough team to beat last year on the road. Do you feel like you're back at that place again now?
Not far off. I think we need the mental toughness now that we had at that stage, and this going out and we're not going to lose today sort of attitude. That's what we tried to drum in to the players from when we first came in, and I think that 3 months really showed on the pitch, and I think we have to get back to that to a certain degree without sacrificing anything going forward. We still want to play going forward, we still want to create chances and score goals, but I think that has to be the underlying attitude.
As much as you'd love to be playing Manchester United in the next round of the Cup, does it help that you've got sort of one vision now? These players know what they're playing for now.
I think we could have done one more. I think the Man U one would have been special, and that's what upset us so much the other night. And that was, it's sort of, you put it to the back of your mind, but it's always there. A chance to host Man U at home on television. But it has gone now, so everything is now 100% focused. We told the players Wednesday morning, I said, no cups, no distractions now. You've got 21 games to achieve our aim that we started at the start of the season. And it wasn't to win the FA Cup or the League Cup, really. It was to get promoted. So the biggest prize is still there for us.
It's a great challenge, isn't it? I mean, the club's been in League One for such a time now. The fans are desperate to get back into the Championship. The players have got a great challenge ahead of them over these next few months.
To try and fulfil that dream for everybody. It has been too many years now. This is our first full season having a crack at it as well. We're not far off. I think we all know that. We're in that top six. It's going to take one or two in that top two to maybe falter. But if they do, then we've got to be right on the heels and capitalise on it.